Chicks fear that in a few years they will face great trouble finding a dentist. Currently, there are about 1,500 patients per one dentist, which puts the Czech Republic somewhere in the average within the European Union. However, the prognosis looks dim for future years. The age map of Czech dentists clearly shows that a strong majority of them are between 50 and 54. Czech medical schools, however, do not produce enough graduates to replace the soon-to-be-retired specialists. One might assume that dentistry is an unattractive occupation for young people, so there are not enough applicants. Or even if there are enough applicants and therefore students, the school is so demanding that the majority does not graduate. Lastly, even if the majority of dentistry students graduate, they either do not practice or they leave to work elsewhere. Surprisingly, none of these assumptions is true, as Dr. Jiří Pekárek, president of the Czech Dental Chamber, explains.
Je obrovský zájem o studium zubního lékařství, ale fakulty bohužel berou malé počty.
Interest in dentistry studies is huge, but the faculties unfortunately accept small numbers of students. Also, only 66 out of 100 graduate. And among these are also colleagues from Slovakia, who to a considerable degree return to their country. The current numbers of dentistry graduates are not able to cover the high number of doctors trained in the 70s, and that is the whole problem.
Great Britain, Ireland and Sweden are known as popular destinations of Czech physicians and dentists. In reality, however, the outflow of Czech dentists is not so dramatic as one might expect.
Na rozdíl od předpokladu, že hodně mladých lidí odejde do jiných zemí Evropské unie nebo do jiných.
Despite the presumption that a lot of young people leave to other countries of the European Union or elsewhere, we can't confirm this. During the past 2 years, the Czech Dental Chamber has issued only 40 certifications, which entitle them to work abroad, and not all of them actually used it. Bearing in mind that there are 7,000 practicing dentists in the Czech Republic, the number of those who've left can't significantly alter the situation. Moreover, these numbers are balanced by the influx of immigrants coming to the Czech Republic from other countries of the European Union.
According to a study conducted by Professor Jakub Fischer from the Faculty of Statistics, medical schools would have to increase the numbers of accepted applicants by 20% every year until 2012, when the number would be twice as high as today. Even this plan, however, does not seem sufficient. Dr. Pekárek again.
Řekl bych, že je nereálný, protože fakulty v současné době.
I don't think this is realistic, because faculties don't currently have capacities to teach such numbers of students. Even if we managed to double the number of students, we'd still be lacking 1,400 dentists, as opposed to 2,200 in 15 years. Moreover, I think the only possible way is to found a new school of dentistry, perhaps a private one, which would provide education for a greater number of students.
V tom rybníce současném.
As Dr. Pekárek explains, the Czech Dental Chamber proposes two other pillars of a threefold solution to the problem.
Je třeba změnit systém poskytování péče, vytvořit další pracoviště, na které.
We need to reform the system of healthcare by founding new specialized dental institutions, which could take care of the most complicated cases. Also, dentists themselves have to change the management of their offices and employ less qualified dental hygiene specialists. Finally, we should work on a greater motivation of patients by creating a national preventive program and by financial motivation. Certain services shouldn't be covered by insurance, namely those which can be avoided by proper hygiene and nutrition habits, like dental cavities and their complications.
Návykům zabránit, jako je zubní kása, jeho komplikace.
Dr. Miloš Krutina is a young dentist who founded his own private surgery 7 years ago. He says even though the Czech Republic needs young graduates, it is rather difficult to start working.
Já myslím, že největší problém je právě sehnat ty úvodní finance, protože žádná banka vám.
I think the greatest difficulty is getting money to start up, because no bank will lend you money if you're not experienced. I had to borrow money from my family and friends. Moreover, the health insurance companies are not helpful at all. Sometimes it can become a real problem to get a contract. I know several colleagues who didn't get a contract with a health insurer, and they have to work without it. This is, of course, not profitable for them at all. It's also a problem for patients who are insured.
Ani pro ně, ani pro jejich pacienty, kteří jsou pojištěnci pojišťoven.
Dr. Krutina believes that this paradoxical situation happens because the health insurance companies are being urged to save money at all costs.
Neuzavírají nové smlouvy a to třeba i v případě, kdy nedochází k rozšíření.
They do not sign new contracts, not even if the final number of dentists remain the same. They try to save money everywhere. This was especially obvious when the former Minister of Health, David Rath, was in office. He reduced the income of stomatologists, which was completely short-sighted.
Of course, dentists are not on their own. The Czech Dental Chamber stands up for its members and can be influential in such cases. Dr. Jiří Pekárek again.
Česká stomatologická komora hájí své lékaře, zejména mladé zubní lékaře.
The Czech Dental Chamber pleads on behalf of its doctors, especially young dentists. We have our representatives on health insurers' committees, and we always argue for adoption of the contract. If it doesn't work out, the dentists can always contact the chamber, and we try to help them. From time to time, we negotiate with some individuals, but I don't think it's a general problem.
Despite the difficulties of every dentist starting out, and despite the fact that Czech dentists' incomes are below the European average, lots of young people aim at such a career. But the acceptance quotas for the academic year 2007-2008 at the Medical School of Charles University in Prague are even lower than last year. And if that trend continues, Czechs may have to hope that their teeth stay healthy in the years to come.